C-A-M-E-L-S.
From Hollywood, Camel Cigarettes presents The Jimmy Durante Show, starring Jimmy Durante and Don Ameche with Vera Vague.
A-dinkity, a-dinkadoo, a-dinkity. Oh, what a
Say, Jimmy, I see you got that healthy look from working in your garden. Tell me, how's your garden doing?
Great, Donzie, great. I've got the most unusual flowers of the year, roses.
What's so unusual about getting roses?
I planted chrysanthemums.
It's the Jimmy Durante Camel Show with Don Ameche, Vera Vague, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, and yours truly, Howard Petrie, brought to you by Camel Cigarettes.
How mild can a cigarette be?
In a coast-to-coast test of hundreds of people who smoked only Camels for 30 days, noted throat specialists reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels. Test Camels in your T-zone. T for taste, T for throat. And see how flavorful and how mild Camels are.
Make a note. Remember your throat. Try Camels today.
Well, big league baseball season opened this Tuesday, and like guys all over the country, Jimmy and I could think of nothing but baseball. In fact, for the past few days, we both sneaked out to get in a little practice. But there was just one little trouble, my wife. One afternoon, while I was waiting on the front porch for Jimmy to pick me up, she finally cornered me.
Donald Ameche, are you going out to play baseball with that Durante again?
Yes, dear.
Oh, you think more of playing baseball than you do of your own family.
Oh, that's not true.
Baseball! What about our 6 children?
As soon as we get it up to 9, we'll play them. But there's no harm if a fella goes out and plays a little ball.
How do I know that's all you do? Especially when you're with Durante. Maybe you'll meet a couple of girls and take them to a movie.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. I haven't been to a movie in months.
Then how about taking me to the Bijou tonight? They have that new Vaughn Monroe picture, Singing Gun.
Oh, I saw that last night. I came back from the ballpark early and you weren't home, so I went to a movie alone. Say, come to think of it, you weren't home the last few nights before that either. Where were you?
Well, I don't see why I have to explain my actions if you can't explain yours any better. The way you always run around. Everywhere Durante goes, you have to go.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I stay home while you follow the cry of the wild gnome.
Now, don't change the subject. I'd still like to know where you've been the last few nights. And I... Oh, here comes Jim in his car. Now, we'll talk about it later. Hey, Jim, it's kind of crowded on this side. You better park across the street.
Nonsense. I'll park right between these two cars. Here goes. That makes the space. Now to park the car. I'm also a devil in a supermarket with my wire basket.
Jim, you should have parked across the street. There's more room there.
But that would mean I'd have to walk across the street, and that's too dangerous. I did that yesterday, and a car hit me and knocked me 500 feet in the air. Then they arrested me.
What for?
For leaving the scene of the accident. That was pretty funny, huh, Mrs. Ameche? Pretty funny.
What a revolting person.
Jim, maybe we better call it off for today. You see, my wife doesn't like the idea.
Don't be silly, Don. We'll take her along. Come on, Mrs. Ameche. You can play baseball with us.
Me? Play baseball?
Sure, you're still in shape for it.
Well, thank you.
Come on, Don. Let's take your wife out on the field and swing the old bat.
How can he mean things so sweet and make them come out so sour?
Mr. Durante, you are an unmitigated, uninhibited bore whose aberrational idiosyncrasies are exceeded only by your insipid cognizance of social amenities.
Wait a minute. Do you mean to say I'm an unmitigated, uninhibited bore whose aberrational idiosyncrasies are exceeded only by my insipid cognizance of social amenities?
Yes. You are an unmitigated, uninhibited bore whose aberrational idiosyncrasies are exceeded only by your insipid cognizance of social amenities.
She wins. I could never make that trip again.
Well, I want to know is how did he ever make the first one? Look, dear, I'll be back at 8 and we can have dinner somewhere together, huh?
At 8? Oh, well, I won't be home at 8.
Stepping out on your sprouse, huh, Mrs. Michi?
Stepping out your... Darling, where are you going today?
I don't think I have to explain anything to you. I'm going upstairs now. If Mr. Durrani wants something to drink, show him to the medicine chest.
What's she up to now? Women, they cause all the trouble.
Yeah, women. Sometimes I think this world would be better off if there was no such thing as women. Just men and children. There's a flaw in that statement, but I just can't seem to find it.
Can't understand what my wife has been up to these last few nights. It couldn't be another man.
You can never tell. I knew a fellow who suspected his wife of going around with other fellas. So to get her away from them, he moved to a lonely house way up on the top of a high hill. But he was still suspicious.
Why?
He kept meeting too many guys who were out of breath. You know something, Don?
Right.
He was especially worried about one guy with a climbing rope who yodeled.
Well, I'm not really suspicious, but I would like to know what's going on. I'll get there. Yeah, hello. What's that? What? Now, wait a minute. Hello. Oh, he hung up. Jim, that was some Frenchman called Charles Duval telling my wife to show up again at 8 tonight.
A meet shit's happened. You're face to face with the internal rectangle.
I know it. It's my own fault, too. I neglected her too much. There goes my wife, my home, nothing left.
Donzo, you still have me.
You? When I come home from a hard day's work, could you light up my camels for me, put on my slippers, and bring me the evening papers?
I'll take on that job.
Could you make the world seem like a brighter place with just the magic of your gay laughter?
I'll take on that job.
Could you make me forget my troubles just by sitting close and letting me run my fingers through your thick, wavy hair?
Where do I go to get my unemployment insurance?
Oh, wait a minute. This is silly. I'm going upstairs and talk this over with my wife. Maybe even apologize.
Hold it, Amich. That's the wrong approach. You've got to fight fire with fire. Make her jealous. Go out with another woman.
Say, maybe it wouldn't hurt at that. She has been taking me for granted lately. Yeah, Jim, you're right. I'm not going up to my wife and apologize. Now, what girl did you have in mind?
Vera Vade.
I'm going up to my wife and apologize.
Wait a minute, Don. Wait a minute. You've got to do this to save your cannibal bliss. As the poet said, blessing on thee, little man, barefoot boy with cheek of tan.
Jimmy, what has that saying got to do with what we're talking about?
Nothing, but it's the only one I know, and one of these days I'm bound to hit a situation where it'll fit. Come on, let's go over to Vera Vague's house and start on Operation False Amour.
Don, I've been thinking it over, and the reason I won't be here at 8 is... Oh, he's gone. Well, maybe I'll keep it as a surprise, as I originally planned. When he sees that portrait I'm having painted on me by Charles Duval, I know he'll be delighted.
Say, Jim, maybe I better go in first and talk to Miss Vague by myself. Huh?
All right. Meanwhile, I'll go buy Miss Vague some perfume.
Perfume?
Yeah, I know a kind that's terrific. Huh? I once had a date with a blonde before I brought it to her. I dabbed some on me to test it.
Well, did you enjoy your date with the blonde?
What blonde? It smelled so good I stayed home all night and danced with myself. See you in the nonce, Don.
Okay, Jim. Well, this is Miss Vague's apartment over here. Now, how can a woman be so careless? She left her purse lying right on the floor. I better pick it up. That's Vera Vague, all right.
Oh, Mr. Amici, it's you. Oh, I'm so sorry. Can I make up for it by serving you a little lunch?
Well, thank you. Could you fix me a hard-boiled egg sandwich?
No, I'm afraid not. For some reason, I can't seem to make a hard-boiled egg.
Well, how come?
Well, every time I get the chicken in the hot water, she refuses to lay one.
Look, forget the lunch. The reason I came over was to ask you a rather personal question. Would you consider being my girlfriend for an evening?
Oh, if Mr. Amici, what fun!
Yeah, now, wait a minute. Oh.
We'll have a wonderful evening. We'll drive up the hill here near my home, and we can be alone on Lookout Mountain.
Oh, you don't know your geography. That's Eagle Point, not Lookout Mountain.
You don't know me. If I ever get you alone on that mountain, look out!
Look, Miss Vague, you don't understand. You aren't actually going to be my girl. The whole thing is going to simply be an act to make my wife jealous.
Oh, for goodness sake.
But it really has to be convincing. I want you to act like you really like me. You know, pretend you're throwing your arms around me, holding me close, squeezing me, kissing me. Do you think you can do that?
Shake hands with next year's Academy Award winner.
Oh, I got a feeling this won't work at all. Miss Vague, I don't believe my wife would ever be jealous of you. You're not glamorous enough.
Not glamorous enough. At the beauty parlor, I'm taking a course of 8 treatments that are guaranteed to make me the most beautiful girl in town. And I've already taken 7 of them.
Boy, that 8th one must be a pip. I must have a little joke.
That's what your mother said when you were born.
Hey, that's beside the point. I'm here to find out if you... Well.
Greetings, my little lovebirds. I assume everything is all arranged.
Jimmy, I'm glad you got here. I've been thinking it over, and I'm convinced that Miss Vague isn't the one to make
just
me...
Just a moment, Donzie. Just a moment. First, allow me to present Miss Vague with this precious little gift.
Oh!
Mademoiselle, please accept this perfume with which to grace your vanity stable.
How exciting! Is that the one for $12 a bottle called Tonight's the Night?
No.
No? Is it the $8 bottle, Tonight or Never?
No.
The $3 bottle, Tonight We Love?
No.
Well, what is it?
I paid 85 cents for it. It's called Possibly the Day After Tomorrow.
Say, Jim. Jim, can I talk to you alone out in the hall for a minute?
Sure thing, Amich. Don't forget, Miss Vague, tonight we rendezvous at my residue.
Okay, Jimmy.
Now, what is it, Donzie?
Jimmy, I can't go through with this. My wife would never take anyone like Miss Vague seriously. It'd be a waste of time.
Well, Miss Vague isn't the only fish in the sea. I've got a lot of girlfriends of my own that I can fix up with. You see, women have been going crazy about me lately.
Lately? What's the improvement?
It's my nice pink skin reflecting the glow of my red blood corpuscles. Let me tell you how I got it. Somehow I feel like I got a brand new physique. To lift a ton would just be baby's play. And I want to tell you all, I used to be weak. But oh, how things have changed as of today. I want you to know, folks, I weigh 140 pounds, stooped over. I gotta weigh myself stooped over. I can't get the bedroom scale out from under the sink. Should have been bedroom, I said ballroom. Yes, I just got my massage. And am I really the healthy one? Cause, pal, that's really living. It's great, it's fun. Yes, I'm a madman for a massage. I'm blubber for a guy who is a rubber. I'm a madman for a massage. I'm a fool, but I'm a pearl for eucalyptus oil. What a shame. Each guy is quite a tussle, cause it takes 1 hour just to find one muscle. It's music. When my masseur starts to hurt my vertebrae, my massage takes all day. I just lie there and pose. They spend 1 hour on my body, 23 on my nose. It must be great, cause I mistake. My masseur's looking great. Yes, I'm a madman for a massage. Folks, I just had to build myself up. I used to be a 98-pound weakling, and was it humiliating? One day I went to the beach and a 200-pound bully kicked sand in my face. So what did I do? I went to a gymnasium and built myself up to 200 pounds, too. Then I went back to that very same beach looking for that guy, and what happened? A 400-pound bully kicked sand in my face. You know, the latest thing in the movies is having the male stars expose their physique. Alan Ladd comes out on the screen stripped to the waist. Clark Gable comes out stripped to the waist. Victor Nature comes out stripped to the waist. But when I come out on the screen, all eyes are upon me. I'm the only one who exposes shorts designed by Gorgeous Gussie. It must be great, cause I mistake my masseuse looking great. Yes, I'm a madman for a massage. Yes, sir, I'm a madman for a massage.